The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Fred Astaire, born Frederick Austerlitz in Omaha, 1899, started dancing when he was four. When he was six, he formed an act with his sister Adele. The two of them became a popular vaudeville attraction on Broadway. She retired in 1932, and Fred Astaire took a screen test. The movie executive who saw it wrote, "Can't act, can't sing, balding, can dance a little." But still, he got a part in a movie called Dancing Lady, 1933, Joan Crawford, Clark Gable, and the Three Stooges. And the year after, he started making the series of movies for which he is famous with his dancing partner Ginger Rogers. The Gay Divorcee in 1934, Top Hat 1935, Swing Time in 1936. People said she gave him sex appeal and he gave her class. The only time they kissed on screen was in the movie Carefree, in a dream sequence. Fred Astaire, who was a perfectionist, sometimes worked 18 hours a day. He said, "The only way I know to get a good show is to practice, sweat, rehearse, and worry." One scene that he shot in Swing Time took 47 takes to film, and by the end, Ginger Rogers' feet were bleeding. He did a routine in a movie once in which he tossed an umbrella across a room into an umbrella stand. He said, "I did it 45 times. It always hit the edge. So I said, that's it. Tomorrow morning, first thing, I'm coming back and I'm going to get it." I came back next morning and that umbrella went into the stand on the first take. Fred Astaire, who said he did nothing to keep himself going, he said, "I don't eat health foods. I never dance unless I have to. I don't work out in a gym. Vitamin pills, never. Who needs them?" He said, "Old age is like everything else. To make a success of it, you've got to start young." Fred Astaire, who said, "The higher up you go, the more mistakes you are allowed. Right at the top, if you make enough of them, it's considered to be your style." It's the birthday of the theologian Karl Barth, born in Basel, Switzerland, 1886, who said, "Laughter is the closest thing to the grace of God." It's the birthday of the novelist Benito Perez Galdós, born in Las Palmas, Gran Canary Island, 1843, called the greatest Spanish novelist since Cervantes. He wrote 77 novels and 21 plays. And it's the birthday of Barbara Taylor Bradford, the British romance writer, born in Leeds, England, 1933, author of many books about strong women driven by work and driven by love. Her first novel was A Woman of Substance, came out in 1979. It sold over 19 million copies, a rags-to-riches story about Emma Hart, who builds a clothing store empire and gets revenge on the family of a man who seduced and abandoned her when she was a girl. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Phillips entitled Falling. "The truth is that I fall in love so easily because it's easy. It happens a dozen times some days. I've lived whole lives, had children, grown old and died in the arms of other women in no more time than it takes the 2 train to get from City Hall to Brooklyn, which always brings me back to you, the only one I fall in love with at least once every day. Not because there are no other lovely women in the world, but because each time, dying in their arms, I call your name." A poem, Falling, by Patrick Phillips, from his collection Boy, published by University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. produced by Ella Shavonik, engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.